Expecting an invasion. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. President Biden believes Russia is prepared to invade Ukraine in a matter of days.
President Biden says he's convinced, based on significant intelligence capability, that Russian President Vladimir Putin has decided to invade Ukraine.
We believe that they will target Ukraine's capital, Kyiv, a city of 2.8 million innocent people.
In remarks at the White House, the president also accused Russia of fabricating threats in eastern Ukraine as a pretext to invade.
All of these are consistent with the playbook the Russians have used before.
President Biden says the free world is united in imposing a severe economic cost on Russia if it does invade, adding a diplomatic outcome is still possible.
Fox's Jared Halpern in Washington. 15 boxes of White House records that were stored at former President Trump's Mar-a-Lago residence contained items marked as classified national security information. That's according to the National Archives and Records Administration. The agency said the matter has been referred to the Justice Department. Investigators there will look to see if Trump's actions, both during his presidency and after, violated the Presidential Records Act. Kim Potter, the former suburban Minneapolis police officer who said she confused her handgun for her taser when she fatally shot Dante Wright, was sentenced to 2 years in prison today. She spoke to Wright's family at the sentencing.
I pray for Dante and all of you many, many times a day.
Wright's family denounced the sentence as too lenient, accusing the judge of giving more consideration to the white officer than the black victim. A federal judge today saying former President Trump's comments during a rally before the U.S. Capitol violence were not protected speech, as he rejected Trump's efforts to toss lawsuits filed by lawmakers and U.S. Capitol police officers claiming his actions led to the Capitol violence. America's listening to Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.
The second major storm in 3 days smashed through northern Europe today, killing at least 9 people as high winds felled trees, canceled train services, and ripped sections off the roof of London's O2 Arena. The UK Weather Service said a wind gust measured at 122 miles per hour, thought to be the strongest ever in England, was recorded on the Isle of Wight. California is proposing a bill that targets gun makers.
A new bill in the California state legislature would allow private citizens to go after gun makers in the same way that Texas allows them to target abortion providers. Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom supports the bill that would let people file civil lawsuits against gun manufacturers and get up to $10,000 in damages for each offense. The legislation is modeled after a Texas law that allows private citizens to sue abortion providers for performing abortions after a fetal heartbeat is detected. The Supreme Court has allowed the Texas law to stay in effect while it's being challenged in court. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
College football has made a decision on whether or not to change its playoff structure.
4 more years of only 4 teams in the college football playoff. Expansion got the thumbs down, and a 12-year contract that runs through the 2025 college football season will not get changed. This week, the 10 commissioners of the college football subdivision, along with Notre Dame's athletic director, met via video conference. They discussed and voted on a proposal from last June that called for the college football playoff to get expanded from 4 teams to 12, but a unanimous agreement was not reached. So the commissioners recommended to the college football playoff board of managers that the format remain in place through the length of the contract. The board accepted the recommendation. Jared Max, Fox News.
Minnesota Republican Congressman Jim Hagedorn has died after a battle with kidney cancer. His wife posting on Facebook that the 59-year-old passed away peacefully last night. Hagedorn followed his father's footsteps into Congress, representing a southern Minnesota district. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, the Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.